Now, looking at some of our more recent record of contestants, I mean, Australia being not part of Europe, we only sort of are still relatively recent in the Eurovision Song Contest after a while. But looking at the contestants that we have put forward, which tend to be of a little bit more of a diverse ethnic background, do you think we are making a deliberate decision to show the world a new face of Australian identity as opposed to the old sort of the Crocodile Dundee, the where the bloody hell are you Anglo identity that we once held so dear?
I think it's really noteworthy that we have had, as you say, such a diverse range of contestants going over to Eurovision. I think one of the things we need to consider, though, is who is choosing the contestants to go over. So up until now, all the decisions about who the contestants are and what songs they're going to sing have been made by SBS. And one of the things that SBS is there to do is to provide a reflection of Australia as a multicultural society. So that's actually one of the goals that SBS has. So the audience for SBS has often been made up of migrant groups, not only migrant groups, obviously a lot of people in Australia watch SBS. But they have a particular goal that they're trying to achieve, and I think the selection of these particular contestants is in line with that goal. So the people who are behind the scenes making decisions are really important in this.
I mean, we know Eurovision is quite a massive contest, and although there's been some confusion over exactly why Australia is included as an honorary participant, certainly it is seen by a great deal of people all around the world. Do you think it is a successful way of going about that that stated mission from SBS?
I think so. I think it speaks not just to that wider audience, but also to the people who are watching at home as well. And it gives us a bit of a different view of ourselves. But I think it is really interesting to think as well about where these people have all come from. So I think, like, on the one hand, I can say, well, it's SBS making the decision and they're just sort of pushing a particular agenda. Not that that's a bad agenda, but that they're coming from a particular perspective. But at the same time, these people have all come from reality television singing competitions as well. So they've also all been voted for by the Australian public. So I think we're also seeing something going on there where the Australian public is prepared to get behind these sorts of performers as well. So I think having that intersection between sort of what SBS wants to do, but also going to this area where these people have already been given sort of a seal of approval by the people who watch reality television and vote in those sorts of competitions, it's a clever way to go about sort of bringing together a number of different groups of people, really.
Does that kind of participation or our participation in Eurovision kind of benefit our artistic landscape?
I don't think it hurts. I mean, I think a lot of people are down on Eurovision. It is a very specific thing. Like, it has a very specific thing going on. There are particular types of songs that tend to do well in it. You only occasionally will get something that is really out there musically or in terms of the representation, like the way the artists represent themselves. So something like when Finland won with their heavy metal band Lordi was a really unusual situation. For the most part, we have pop songs. They're quite safe. They're very straightforward. So I think in terms of us being able to push crazy new innovations that Australia is coming up with musically, Eurovision isn't the place to do it. But I think Australia has always thought that it's very important to be successful on an international stage when it comes to our music. We have a tendency in this country to value artists more if they have some sort of international success associated with them. I think we've always had a little bit of that sort of cringe culture where we need that outside affirmation to feel good about what we're producing. And I think Eurovision is a clever way, again, of going about getting some of that affirmation.
And just perhaps as a final point, Catherine, looking at Jessica Mauboy's performance or indeed any of the future performances, are there any ideas how we could perhaps stand out as well as, showing the world the Australian face?
Oh, that's a tricky question. Well, that's a $100,000 question, really, isn't it? That's always the thing at Eurovision, that everybody is trying to walk that line between having the song that is sort of safe enough and Eurovision-y enough that it might win, but also having something that stands out. And I think that actually the artists that we've sent along do have that factor that makes them stand out. while at the same time the songs that they've done have been very much in that really mainstream Eurovision vein. So it could be that what we're trying to do is have the fact that our artists are quite interesting and definitely stand out from the other artists in the competition being our point of difference that draws attention to what we're doing.
Marvellous, Catherine. Well, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks very much.